AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 12 days of rain in South Carolina takes its toll, flooding and car crashes killing 15 in the state, two more in neighboring North Carolina. The damage is widespread. Roads and bridges washed away by the roiling waters from Columbia all the way to the coast. Mark Lindsay, who lives in Georgetown along Winya Bay, says the town's waterfront has been badly damaged.
The water covered the boardwalk. There's a lot of damage to the gangways that go out onto the floating docks. The bolts are pulled loose. That's all going to have to be repaired.
The bay is apt to flood again as a huge mass of water flows toward the sea over the next few days. Top U.S. and coalition general in Afghanistan says last weekend's deadly airstrike on a hospital should not have happened.
General John Campbell says flatly the Doctors Without Borders clinic in northern Afghanistan was mistakenly struck and that U.S. forces would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. Campbell says Afghan forces who said they were under Taliban attack called in the strike.
Even though the Afghans request that support, it still has to go through a rigorous U.S. procedure.
Campbell tells a Senate panel investigators are interviewing clinic workers and others to figure out what happened. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama has begun what could be a difficult sales job to convince fellow Democrats that the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is good for the country.
We are knocking down barriers that are currently preventing American businesses from selling in these countries and are preventing American workers from benefiting from those sales.
A congressional vote is not expected until well into next year. United Auto Workers Union threatening to go on strike against Fiat Chrysler. This is after the membership rejected a tentative contract deal. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 14. This is AP Radio News. The Senate is moving ahead with a $612 billion defense policy bill, despite President Obama's veto threat. Military spending bill easily clearing a procedural hurdle and a bipartisan 73-26 tally. Senate Armed Services Committee head John McCain says he doesn't understand the president's plan to veto the measure.
The president of the United States is placing budgetary issues ahead of the welfare and benefit of the men and women who are serving in the military and their ability to defend the nation.
The White House wants Congress to also add money to domestic agencies above the limits imposed by the 2011 budget deal. A Chicago-based aerial photography company is in trouble with the FAA for flying drones in crowded New York and Chicago airspace without permission. Government is proposing nearly $2 million in fines against Skypan International for 65 unauthorized drone flights between March 2012 and December 2014. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.